everything seemed to be going well. We were consuming more than the earth could produce, yet supermarket shelves were fully stocked. We flew to the farthest reaches of the globe, our homes were crammed full of material goods, and the trees seemed to stretch out endlessly to the heavens. We thought we were invulnerable, but we're not. When the first coronavirus infection was confirmed in the Netherlands on the 27th of February 2020, our illusions were shattered. We are just as susceptible to viruses as animals. The Netherlands is no better prepared than China was, and once a new infectious virus breaks out, it is unstoppable. The hospitals were flooded with patients. We were confronted with unprecedented, far-reaching measures. Restaurants and cafes were forced to close the doors, and nursing homes and schools were shut down. Everyone had to rein in their deep, natural need for social and physical contact indefinitely, with all the consequences it entailed for our mental well-being. The virus struck at the heart of who we are. We are social animals, and we were suddenly forced to keep our distance in order to safeguard the health of both loved ones and complete strangers. The coronavirus is sometimes referred to as the contrast fluid that exposed the vulnerabilities in our economy and our society. People with critical jobs turned out to be the lowest paid people in the country. The efficiency approach in healthcare seemed to have achieved the exact opposite. And that same approach turned our globalized economy into a rickety boat that would be dashed against the rocks with the first wave. The billions of euros that we had earned exploiting the Earth's resources were now...